This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The boy who cried Russia, not Wolf. That's what I saw. It was a meme, and it was, what's her name, Rachel Maddow, and they called her the boy who cried Russia. And I don't think it had to be conservatives, but I was about to say, I don't know who did it. But yeah, it's probably conservatives, but it doesn't matter. She is the boy who cried Russia. This is going to hurt the Democrats in so many ways, it's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Carter Page is now back in the news. This guy's been investigated probably more than anybody in the country up to this point outside of Donald Trump, or maybe Manafort. And he's squeaky clean. And everything that they claim that hinged on them looking into Trump and all of his satellites, including Manafort, is based on the idea that Carter Page was some nefarious double-dealing agent working either with the FBI or, you know, whatever. And what's so sad about it is if he did do what they said, he would have been working with the FBI, not against them. And all the things that they've talked about, the only thing that they've come up with is, well, we have reliable information or whatever, and here's Carter Page walking around free. He's not like Maria Butina, what's her name? Butina? Maria Butina. He's not in, where they booting him in jail. He's walking around free doing interviews, and here's what he had to say, I think on Tucker.
One of the reasons I find this story so fascinating is because you are an actual person, an American, a Naval Academy graduate, and you're willing to talk in public. It's amazing to me that you have been the target of this surveillance and lived to tell the tale. You're not being charged, as you said, and I think you're probably right. What has it done to your life? How do you feel knowing that the federal government was spying on your personal life for a year?
Tucker, it's absolutely outrageous, but I have to say I'm very happy to have gotten the finally, you know, 14 months later, the FBI answered my FOIA request. This weekend, we started having a little bit of transparency. Obviously, there's 100 plus pages of blacked out information, and I think, you know, it's just starting the process in terms of getting to the real truth of these crimes that were committed against American democracy with this abusive process in the FISA court.
That's what it all is going to net out. Nothing but an abusive process by Democrats who are hell-bent on getting Donald Trump, the boy who cried Russia. Or is it the boy who cried Armageddon? And what it shows you is the level of disarray that exists on the left. I'm going to, later in the broadcast, I want to play a segment with Ocasio. What's her name? Ocasio-Cortez? Alexandria? Wow. The level of stupidity of this woman. They're proud she got elected. Her level of stupidity is unmatched. I'm talking Maxine Waters looks like a Mensen, looks like Einstein compared to Ocasio. Hank Guam will tip over, what's his name? Hank, forget his last name, but Guam will tip over Hank. You know who I'm talking about. He looks like a genius compared to her. The left are in total disarray. Here's what they say about this Russia thing as it relates to Manafort. The upcoming federal court trial for President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, will be closely watched for revelations about the Trump campaign for the White House in 2016. But it is also poised to potentially reveal embarrassing information about several Democratic political consultants. including a top advisor to 2016 Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, and others who have worked in lucrative elections, both in the U.S. and abroad, court filings indicate. So these guys are saying, look, we're going to prove to you that we did nothing different. These very same people are doing the very same things, and you are making it appear as though we've done something nefarious. Manafort, facing charges of bank and tax fraud related to his work in Ukraine, has pleaded not guilty. His trial is set to start in Alexandria next week. In a court filing last week by prosecutors detailing possible evidence he could present to the jury, special counsel Robert Mueller's team listed the names of several well-known Democratic operatives included in the exhibits. Now, I don't know whether Mueller's playing games and saying, oh, we're going to include a few Democrats so they don't think I'm partisan when I do something else stupid and arrest a new Russian student or something. The boy who cried Russia. You should rejoice, people. You should rejoice in the idea that the level of Democrat desperation shows so clearly that they can't hide it. Believe it or not, they think that they are cloaked in secrecy over this whole cabal. They believe, wrongly still, that they can figure this thing out and make it turn for them positively. And turn after turn, it doesn't matter what's going on, they're finding out that they cannot sway public opinion. No matter what they create, no matter what subterfuge they use, it doesn't matter. You and I still believe that they are crooked to their rotten cores, that the Democrats are scandalous scumbags. And you also believe that Trump is not the perfect guy. But if there's anything you can count on, it's that he truly wants to make America great, and he's doing it at his own personal expense. Everything's backfiring. Oh, Trump lost $1 billion. Nanny, nanny, nanny. And you know what we say? If you're willing to lose $1 billion and sacrifice your fortune for us, we need to stand behind you. See, they don't understand. They, being the leftists, don't understand Trump's speech just quite yet. But they're starting to get a dose of it. They're starting to understand why people don't move. And here's the bigger problem that the Democrats face. The biggest problem they face is that their mass exodus is occurring. It's occurring because of the way that they handle their scandals. That's why. I would love to give Donald Trump credit, but it's not just Trump. It's the way the Democrats do things. Their base is seeing them for whom they are, crooked. And they're saying, you know what? That could happen to me. You know what? That's something that I really want, and you're wanting to keep me from it in terms of tax cuts. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, I love the terminology that they're using in the polling with Donald Trump. They're using a term called defying gravity. And I'm gonna go back to, there's an article that was written. This was back in May of 2018. It was a CNN article. And here's what they write about President Trump and the polling that's going on. By the way, Kevin Jackson's here listening to it's the Kevin Jackson radio show. What do I have to think about it? It's the Kevin Jackson. Oh, it's the Kevin Jackson radio show. Spit it out, Kev. Anyway, kjradio.com is where you can reach us. 844-551-8255. But they write at CNN, this was in May of this year, the political future of President Donald Trump and the Republican Party over the next 2 years really comes down to one question. Is that what it comes down to? Okay, I'll buy it. Let's see what they say. Do traditional measures of popularity mean anything when it comes to Trump? If they do, The Republican Party and Trump could be in major trouble. Now, I want to go back to November 7th of 2016, where you could ask this very same question. Does traditional measures of popularity, all the polling, worse, lowest numbers, worst potential presidential candidate, blah, blah, blah. And on November the 8th of 2016, Donald Trump shook the world. But anyway, he goes on to say this. Usually, we wouldn't even think to ask whether a president with around a 40% approval rating would end up hurting his political party. Yet Trump did something seemingly impossible in 2016. He won the presidency despite being the most unpopular candidate since at least 1952, and with Americans seeming to like the status quo. Now, there were many hints in what I just read to you. Many hints. You understand it. I know you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you are such an astute group, clever beyond belief. You understand what's happening. This is a CNN writer who believes that what's happening here? What is this? How is he defying, and they've been using the term, defying gravity? And see, the laws of physics hasn't changed at all. Political physics or otherwise, it's still the same. What the difference is the interpretation. Here's what this guy goes on to say. President Barack Obama's net favorability rating in the final Gallup poll using a negative 5 to plus 5 scale was plus 16 percentage points. Trump came in with a negative 25 percentage point net favorability rating in the same scale. That 41-point difference should have been electoral poison for Trump. So let me translate. Barack Obama was so popular. Trump was so unpopular. Statistically, there was no way for Trump to win. Yet he won. Now, let me just explain to you how the modeling would work in engineering. If we had a model like that, and what I expected to observe based on this so-called model that I had did not occur, most people would have the good sense to redo the model. It's called an algorithm. And you'd look at it and go, huh, this is a statistical anomaly. What happened? And it would cause you to go introspectively to look at that model and go, we have to remodel because this is now, this is not an anomaly. This is something that now occurred, something that we didn't think statistically could occur. So you would narrow the model. The Democrats haven't done that. I want to go back to in the Wayback Machine to 2017. This article was written in November, and here's what it says. It's been just another 24 hours or so in the alternate political universe where we dwell. Now, that statement alone tells you all you need to know about how the left views Trump and what we're dealing with here. So here's what was happening at that time in this so-called alternate political universe. The president of the United States has retweeted incendiary and some inauthentic videos of supposed Muslim depredations that brought angry words from America's oldest ally. And even from InfoWars, home of Alex Jones conspiracy theories. His press secretary says it really doesn't matter whether the videos are true or false. In another tweet, Trump implied that Joe Scarborough may have killed someone in his office. Death investigators have unequivocally ruled a tragic accident stemming from a heart condition and hints at something sinister about a top NBC News executive. We are told by the New York Times that the president now says the voice on that infamous Access Hollywood tape, for which he publicly apologized in October 2016, and for which Billy Bush was fired, may not be his at all. And he's been reanimating the baseless, racist smear that Barack Obama may not have been born in the United States. So I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you that Trump derangement syndrome is real. It is an offshoot of leftism. If you've been at a bourgeois cocktail party, New York, Chicago, L.A., you could be a carrier. But here's the deal. These people see all these things as, this should take the man down. How could people possibly want to deal with Donald Trump in this regard? And I'm going to go back to what Van Jones said. when he rightfully predicted that Donald Trump, I've done that a couple times, haven't I? I don't know why it sounds like chump, because I don't think of Donald Trump as a chump at all. But that Donald Trump was going to win the presidency. Van Jones came out with a very solemn warning to the left. He says, look, guys, there have been some amazing paradigm shifts in politics that you've overlooked. Things, well, not necessarily overlooked, but that you're not putting into play and you have to apply them to Trump. And he went on to talk about how FDR revolutionized radio with these fireside chats. Then he talked about how Kennedy utilized television as his medium. And then he talked about how Barack Obama used social media in his shift of paradigm in politics. But he says what Donald Trump has done is very different. He says Donald Trump has brought reality TV, reality politics, if you will, or reality TV, I should say, into politics. And he's done it better than anybody. Everything you just described, I'm listening to you guys talk to me on the radio. Everything that I just read about what this guy described talks of nothing but reality politics. Donald Trump saying, yeah, Scarborough, the lady died in his office. What was that about? And it gets you looking at it. I didn't know that. I mean, at the time, I know it now, but I'm saying at the time, I didn't know that. So I'm like, yeah, Scarborough, you killed a lady, maybe. Who knows, right? I don't know. But Donald Trump's going, the news is such that you can't trust it. So why can't I put out my conjecture? Oh, yeah, I think somebody, this guy at the NBC, I don't know what even that story's about, but it makes me curious about it. And I've told you guys before now, when Donald Trump tweets something, it is the news. I was on Barney the other day. Barney led with a Trump quote, a tweet, and so did the news before that. I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy surged in the second quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%. That's the fastest pace since 2014. Anthony Chan is the chief economist with Chase. He talks about what we can expect for the rest of the year.
It's not just one calendar quarter, but it's a multiple number of quarters that are going to be revised. That gives you a very good idea of where the economy is going to go, because the first quarter had been originally revised down. Now it's coming back. That will give you a little bit of a boost. It looks like this year we're going to come really, really close to about a 3% growth when all is said and done, if this trend continues.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to blast his former attorney, Michael Cohen. Trump accused Cohen of lying about Mr. Trump's knowledge of a Trump Tower meeting between a Russian operative and his son, Donald Trump Jr. Trump also suggested that Hillary and Bill Clinton are pushing this smear campaign against him. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left believe that Trump polling defies gravity. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. They cannot believe that Donald Trump doesn't drop in the polls. Same thing we thought, many of us thought, when it was during the primary season. And we were like, what's up with Donald Trump? Did a terrible debate up in the polls. Donald Trump just said something really weird or what appeared to be stupid up in the polls. The early adopters of Trump saw it. Congratulations to you. I was not one, even though I tell people I wasn't going to make a decision about any candidate then. During the primaries, Trump would not have been my first choice. I thought he was playing. I thought he was just, you know, a publicity stunt. He was king of the publicity stunts, knowing how to generate publicity. And he's from the world of reality television, blah, blah, blah. It turns out all that prep, all that celebrity apprentice, all those interviews he would do on the mornings with Fox when they would ask for his business opinion of politics. And by the way, he was a political being all along his career, speaking about those issues as it drove business. But all that prep led to the moment of November the 8th, 2016. When politics in America changed forever. And I was, in the last segment, I was talking about Van Jones predicting Trump would win because he says he's bringing reality TV into politics. Reality politics. Now, everybody on the left, it's funny to watch him criticize. You know, because I just read what this guy was talking about. He says, oh, Trump denied the Billy Bush tapes. He claimed that Joe Scarborough got some, you know, lady died in his office. And what's that about? What Trump does is he makes tabloid of the leftists. He's tabloid. Look at Zuckerberg. He's losing business. He doesn't know what he's doing. CNN's fake news. Nobody cares about him. MSNBC, you're next. He calls them out, and it becomes tabloid. It becomes reality politics at its finest. And here's what this guy goes on to say after he's criticized Trump for all these things that he's done. Oh, he had some incendiary tweets. Now we have people who used to hate Donald Trump's tweets. You know who you are. Now you're going, I can't wait to see what he tweets next. You know how many people now say, I'm guilty. I was a guy that said, Trump probably ought to lay off the tweets a little bit. I quickly thought to myself, nah, you know what? They're being effective. So I changed my mind quickly. But there were many people, even after he was elected. Okay, he got elected. Now we need to, you know, really focus on being president. He can be presidential now, man. You know, he don't have to do all that tweeting. Yes, he does. It's more effective now than it was at the beginning. Am I right or am I wrong, huh? What y'all say? Yeah? You agree?
See, my producers agree. He's more effective now with his tweets than he was then, because now he can be laser focused on something that he wants to do. He can let you know he's in on everything. When somebody, you know, these kids in the cave over wherever they were, hey, we're praying for you. Let us know if you need anything. A cop gets shot. Hey, we're praying for your family. You know, first responder dies, whatever. He can blip, 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 quickly let you know he's tuned in. And he's tuned in to everything. You cannot outwork Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton, dang near died trying. Did you see her? The other day, she's sitting out there in a muumuu with a colostomy bag and trying to look like, you know, I mean, people were tweeting, thank God. I mean, even Democrats are going, ooh, Hillary, please, come on now. We still trying to represent, girlfriend. They were embarrassed for her. But here's what the guy says. None of this will affect the fact that this looks like a week of major victories for the president and his agenda. What he's, this lefty that was writing this article for CNN is admitting is that, yeah, Trump, you know, maybe did some things that you don't think are presidential. But you know what? It was the week that was. Here's what, and then he goes on to say this. Now, keep in mind, this is back in 2017. It says the stock market keeps breaking records, and the latest GDP data shows that the real economy is roaring, too. The tax cut bill, despite being about as popular as North Korea, moved significantly closer to Senate passage on Wednesday as Republican senators on the fence swallowed their doubts and voted to move it to the floor for a Thursday vote. This same tax bill will do much the same, I mean, will do much to gut the same Affordable Care Act that was saved a few months ago by defecting Republicans. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second. So the tax cut hadn't kicked in at this point. We, as you guys know, you know, spoiler alert, we got it, and it did very well. He claimed Armageddon, it was going to, you know, gut the Affordable Care Act that the Republicans had saved. Now, if that's indeed the case, what he's telling you is, Republicans at this point in 2017, November of 2017, are finally starting to jump on the Trump train, drink the Trump Kool-Aid, and go, you know what? This guy might know what he's doing. Now, but he still says Trump is defying gravity. How is it possible that Trump is doing this? The answer is right in front of his face. You know, but let me continue. Another Trump nominee to the U.S. Court of Appeals was confirmed by the Senate, meaning that Trump will have placed 9 of his nominees on federal appeals courts, 3 times as many as Obama had placed at this point in his presidency. A federal district court has allowed Trump to place his budget director as temporary head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the same budget director who, as a congressman, called the agency a sad, sick joke. That group, oh my gosh, ruined capitalism. And so Trump fired the woman who thought she was supposed to be head of it, and he replaced her. Across the executive branch, industry lobbyists have been placed in charge of everything from drug pricing to environmental policy, with some of the sharpest critics of the decade of decades worth of trade and immigration policies are now in charge. And in Alabama, Trump's preferred choice for Senate, Judge Moore, Roy Moore, opened up a significant lead over Doug Jones. Now, he lost, as you guys know, so that that ends up being the only loss of the time. But he says, all of this and much more is happening under a president who month after month earns the lowest job approval ratings of any first-year president. And whose policies, from taxes to health care to immigration to the environment, are rejected by thumping majorities of Americans. Now, let's analyze this. He says that Trump's policies on taxes, money coming back to you, health care going back to you not having to get pay a fee, and we figuring out a much better solution, immigration, which got him elected, and the environment where the left has been holding us as prisoners, political prisoners, over the very air that we breathe. He says that a thumping number of Americans care about these issues. See, you can, I don't know where this guy from CNN lives, but I guarantee you it's a big city and it's likely D.C. because that's what they tell themselves. Now, he finishes this. How is this possible? How could a historically unpopular president be in a position to preside over more consequential changes, at least at this stage in their terms, than presidents like Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama, who were elected with clear electoral mandates?
the same way he won the White House in the first place, by capitalizing on a unique political mix of geography, a last-minute intervention, and the right opponent. He is where he is because roughly 80,000 votes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, about 1/30 of 1% of total votes cast, gave him the Electoral College margin. And what did it take to put Trump in that close position in the first place? A Democratic opponent almost as unpopular as he was, whose campaign was fatally paralyzed by complacency in the face of pervasive attacks by a hostile foreign power. Now, that last part of Hillary Clinton being unpopular, very true. But the real question is, how unpopular is President Trump, and how unpopular were his policies? And I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about people who are so distorted in their thinking. I give you the left. In a word, delusional. They see, I'll give you an example, tax cuts. They see tax cuts that went directly to the very people that they were supposed to help as bad. That's what they see. They think they have their finger on the pulse of what Americans are thinking, when in fact they don't. They believe the polls that have been commissioned. See, here's the deal. You create fake polls. You say, look, I need this poll to show that everybody wants and loves Obamacare. And people go, yeah, but people don't. I don't care. I need the poll. The poll comes out. Then they push it out to the media. And the media says, okay, this is the new narrative. Yeah. Okay. This is what you guys want. Yeah. Everybody loves Obamacare. Everybody loves Obamacare. Everybody loves Obamacare. But in fact, everybody hated it. Most people hated it. 60% of the people in this country did not want to pay that fee, did not have a problem with their existing health care. More didn't have a problem with existing health care, but they pushed it. And here's what's funny. The left get caught up in their own Alinsky tactics. Repeat the lie, repeat the lie, repeat the lie. Eventually people will believe it. Well, they did. So now you theoretically have these people that supposedly believe Obamacare was good, 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 good. And really and truly, when it was applied, and this is where we get to the difference between Trump and Obama and most of these other presidents, when he proves that his thing is successful, it makes you a lot more circumspect on everything else that you've been told about him and everything else that other people have implemented. So now people that supposedly liked Obamacare but really didn't are looking at it more harshly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think the election is actually rigged. Take a peek here at some new CNN ORC polling. Two-thirds of Houston have confidence votes will be cast and counted accurately. Now, that's a higher level of confidence than we asked this question in 2008, and it's down a little bit from when we asked it back in 2004. Not surprisingly, there's a sharp partisan divide. You see it there. Nearly 9 in 10 Clinton supporters have confidence in our election system. Just 49% of Trump supporters do. In our poll, 77% say a presidential loser is obligated to accept the results and concede. 77%. That's a lot of Trump supporters.
Yeah, but it's not going to be sort of the ones in the raw emotion of the night. And I do think there is a fairly good chance that the story, there will be the competing storylines of one would be America has just elected its first female president. And the second would be, you know, that this was somehow illegitimate. And by the way, the never Trump faction of the Republican Party has, you know, some incentive here, too, to sort of say, well, she only got elected because she was running against such a flawed candidate. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to blocking her agenda and making, and you know, it's the opening for 2020.
All right, it is interesting. One last footnote from our poll. If Trump loses, will he accept the results? And 61%, excuse me, say no. 35% say yes. We'll see how that one plays out.
Welcome back. More now on the presidential campaign. We've got some new NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Marist polls from four states. And the results pretty much confirm what we've been seeing over the last 10 days. This race is getting closer. We're going to start with the traditional battleground state of New Hampshire in a four-way race there among registered voters. Clinton leads Donald Trump by just a point, 37-36. Among likely voters in New Hampshire, not much difference. Clinton is up by two, 39-37. By the way, look at the Gary Johnson number. That's the highest we've measured him in any battleground state so far, 15 in New Hampshire. They do have a libertarian bent to them a little bit. Next is Nevada. Among registered voters, it's Clinton by just 2 points, 41-39. But look what happens when you have a likely voter sample. It turns into a Trump lead, though narrow, 42-41. Keep in mind, Democrats have won New Hampshire in five of the last six elections, and they've taken Nevada in four of the last six. So these should be states that favor Clinton. Now, let's take a look at two red states. In Arizona, Clinton and Trump, they're tied at 37 among registered voters. Among likely voters, Trump gets the slight advantage here. He's up 40-38. Look at the double digits there for Gary Johnson. Remember, he governed a neighboring state of Arizona in New Mexico. And in Georgia, Clinton has a one-point lead among registered voters, 42-41. But among likely voters, it's Trump who gains. He's at 44-42.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What you should notice, certainly in the last Chuck Todd stuff, there was the polling and then there were likely voters. Polling and likely voters. And that's like saying D.C. and the real world. D.C. and the real world. That's right. Talking about the Trump defying gravity, as some of these people say when they're looking at the polling for him, and the left can't figure it out. They go, look at all these horrible things he's doing. He's negotiating with North Korea to end the war over there. What? He's talking about trade and making America great again and getting rid of an $800 billion trade deficit that would stand alone. It would be the 19th largest GDP in the world. He's disrupting all of our trade partnerships, the TPP that was proposed. He got out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He got out of NAFTA. He says we're going to go it alone as a nation on this stuff. He doesn't believe in NATO and the New World Order and wants them to carry their weight and live up to their commitment of 2% of their GDP for the military. All these things are going to impact us because we, our neighbors, our friends, our partners, they don't know how to take us anymore. And it's so funny to listen to this because you know what the people fighting wars all over the world hate more than anything? They hate that we change presidents so often that their wars last a long time. They outlast any presidential candidate. So when Obama came, it was a feast for the warlords. And now Trump is here and they're going, we got to wait it out. This dude is too good. What did Trump say he's going to do? Get rid of ISIS? Not only is he bombing the heck out of ISIS, he's put every other group on notice that we're coming to get you. I did a thing on Iran the other day talking about how Trump has, and I called it the passive-aggressive dismantling of Iran. He got aggressive in his last tweet, but he's been passively aggressively dismantling this group. That it used to be their currency was 30,000 rial to the $1. Now it's 230,000 to the dollar in less than 6 months. Trump using the American economy against them has crushed them. Trump using the American economy on behalf of America has put more money in your 401k than you've had in the better part of a decade. In just a year and a half. And I could go on. But the left sees these tax cuts. They see, which, by the way, puts more money into your pocket, money that you need. It would be different if you took that money out and you said, okay, it's just going to go in the bank. Most people are taking that money, catching up on bills, rebuilding their credit, rebuilding their businesses, getting themselves aligned for an even better future. That's what they're doing. And that's been significant. It's the reason why this economy grew at over 4% GDP when Barack Obama said it wasn't even a possibility. So when these guys try to narrow it down, it was 80,000 votes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, 1/130th of 1% of the population of the total votes cast that got him elected. Folks, it is you, the most likely voter, who is the most important part of this equation. You're the reason why Donald Trump so-called defies the polls. And what it should make the pollsters do is it should make them become more circumspect about their methodologies. But they won't do it. They want you to believe that Donald Trump getting correcting an imbalance of $800 billion in trade is bad for us. They want you to believe that Donald Trump going to NATO and saying pay your bills is bad for us. They want you to believe that Donald Trump using our economy to say to Iran, you go ahead, you build your nuclear program. But let me tell you something. Nobody's going to work with you. Nobody's going to sell to you or buy from you. You will be in isolation. And the minute you launch a nuke, the world will want you nuked back. That's what he's doing. They want to demonize Russia. Donald Trump said, to heck with your witch hunt, fake farce of a Russian collusion investigation against me. I'm going to start going on offense and exposing you. Ergo, meeting with Putin in Helsinki, then saying, hey, Vlad, now that we're friends, come to the White House. Let's have a meeting there. Now, the left, oh, what's he doing? This is crazy talk, man. What's he doing having a meeting with them? Well, I guess it's the same reason why Obama had meetings with Black Lives Matter terrorists, Al Sharpton terrorists, and many other leftist clowns. I mean, dictators, heinous dictators from all over the world. The media was silent. You want to know why Donald Trump's ratings are high? Because he doesn't give a crap about the politics. He doesn't give a crap of how it looks. You want to know why he doesn't have to? It's a very easy single word, folks. Performance. Donald Trump's performance. Every time somebody looks at their paycheck, they see his performance. Every time you look at your portfolio, you see his performance. You know, your stocks, your bonds, whatever you're doing for your investments. Every time you go back into your business mode, put on that business hat, and you find out, I don't have to be involved in this piece of legislation because Donald Trump peeled it away. It impacts everybody. Oil, and for example, how many times have you heard the president has no impact on oil? It wasn't Barack Obama's fault that oil shot up to $5 a gallon. That wasn't his fault. That's just every president that happens. You know what Trump did? When oil and gas started going up to levels that he didn't like, you know what he did? He picked up the phone. He called the Saudis. And he says, look, I need you to release more oil. I need OPEC to lower these prices. And they did it. It completely debunked this idea. So let me get into this. Trump's approval ratings edged higher during the week when he faced withering criticism following a summit with Russia, Putin, signaling that he's positioned to weather the latest controversy sparked by an unusual brand of politics. Trump's approval ratings rose to 45% in a new Wall Street NBC poll, highest mark of his presidency, up 1 percentage point from June. And here's what was really key. The Republicans overwhelmingly support him at numbers unreached in history for any president except Bush after 9/11. That's what has the left so scared, is they cannot do anything to undefy Trump gravity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.